Welcome to Workplace Minute, powered by H3HR Advisors and sponsored by Paychex and also sponsored by WorkHuman. My name is Steve Bose. AI company requests that job applicants not use AI. AI technology firm Anthropic, the company that has made one of the most popular AI writing assistants in use today, has for most of their openings required job applicants to agree that they won't use an AI assistant to help write their job application. Anthropic markets itself as an AI safety and research company that's working to build reliable, interpretable, and steerable AI systems. And for an AI company, it's expected that employees would utilize artificial intelligence in the execution of their jobs throughout the various parts of the company. However, one thing they absolutely cannot do is use AI to land the job in the first place. During the application process, prospective candidates are shown a dialogue message that states, "While we encourage people to use AI systems during their role to help them work faster and more effectively, please do not use AI assistance during the application process," followed by, "We want to understand your personal interest in Anthropic without mediation through an AI system, and we also want to evaluate your non-AI assisted communication skills." The application then asks the candidate to please indicate yes if you have read and agree. Anthropic released Claude, an AI assistant that's considered particularly competent at conversational writing, back in 2023. And this question is in almost all of Anthropic's nearly 150 currently listed open roles. It is not in some technical roles like mobile product designer. It's included in everything from software engineer roles to finance, communications, and sales jobs at the company. The question shows Anthropic trying to get around a problem it's also helping to create. People relying so heavily on AI assistance that they struggle to form thoughts and opinions of their own. And it's also become a problem for companies trying to maintain human interaction in the application process, as Anthropic and other AI companies have developed AI models that can generate writing that is so good it's just about indistinguishable from human speech and can be almost undetectable. In a bit of cruel irony, the generative AI models are also replacing some of the kinds of roles Anthropic is currently hiring for, leaving some people in communications or coding fields searching for employment and having to contend with skills that are being usurped by the AI solutions. While this story was noteworthy for that irony, it also raises the question, though, more broadly. How will employers consider the use of AI by job candidates in the application, interview, and even in the generation of work samples or probationary periods? Should employers take Anthropic's position and attempt to block AI from being used by applicants? Or should employers value that effective use of modern AI is soon to be, if it's not already, a critical skill for many roles moving forward, and allow for or even embrace its use in the recruitment process? I'd love to know what you or your company thinks. Leave us a comment on LinkedIn or YouTube with your take on this issue. And of course, we'll continue to follow this and all the important topics and trends in the world of work here on the HR Happy Hour Media Network. That's it for the Workplace Minute, powered by H3 HR Advisors.